Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the RotoViz Baseball Show on RotoViz Radio. My name is Colm Kelly. You can follow me on Twitter at Overtime Ireland. I'm delighted to be joined today by my guest. It is Conor O'Driscoll, a.k.a. Drico. Make sure you are following him on Twitter at DricoOut, which is D-R-I-C-O and then O-U-T. He is the FFPC 2021 Baseball Tournament Champion, and he is a writer on rotoviz.com. We're going to kick today's show off a little bit differently. Something that I asked you on Twitter over the last couple of days, and we said, we'll save it for the show. We don't know, or you said there's a good story behind it. I don't know what the story behind it is. So I mentioned the Twitter handle there. It's at Drico Out. What is the, what's the story behind Drico Out?
When I actually, the way I first got into American football in Ireland when I was about 18. So I actually started playing American football for an Irish team. And then after a few years, I started coaching. And I was coaching this men's football team, but I was around 21, 22. I was a little bit of a keyboard warrior. And so we had this team social media page. It was like a private Facebook group. And I used to get into these long, like stupid, dumb arguments. And then what started happening was people would put in hashtag Drico out, as in get him out of here, sack him, fire him. And it kind of took off from there. In my in one of my final games in Ireland, at coaching, there was actually a group of people that brought up a huge banner that said Drico out. Like, you know, when you go to NFL games and they're trying to sack the coach, or Premier League games, it was like, get him out of here. And It's just one of those things that it makes me laugh. It makes me smile to remember. So
yeah. So anyone that's following him on Twitter and you're not happy with what he's saying, just hashtag Drico out, then is the way to solve that moving forward. But you mentioned, and look, we may have some. There is an Irish audience, obviously, for some of our RotoViz content. There's a UK audience, and there's obviously our US audience. And I actually had people reach out the last day that are from Amsterdam. So it is truly a global audience that are listening to NFL and fantasy football podcasts. But I played in Ireland as well, so we're going to do a little check here. I played for a team called the Donegal Derry Vipers. Who was your team here over in Ireland?
So it started off as the Dublin Dragons, and then we were the South Dublin Panthers. And so actually in my last year, I was actually the defensive coordinator for the Panthers, and we had our best season ever defensively, like best in like points, in turnovers, like every metric. And we actually got to the final or to the bowl game, the Shamrock Bowl, where we sadly did not prevail. But still, a fun way to finish up coaching in Ireland.
Yeah, and for people listening, American football, full contact American football is growing in Ireland. It's quite big. You mentioned the South Dublin Panthers. They are around quite a while and a strong organization. So, yeah, if anyone's interested, check out some of the Irish American football at an amateur level, but everyone giving absolutely 100% each and every game. But we will get into the actual baseball content that I'm sure people are here to listen into. And we're going to talk today. We're in your series. We're looking at part two, I guess we'll say it is, and it's don't overthink building unique best ball mania tree rosters. This one, I said this in the last show, this can be spread across all tournaments. We're looking here at anchor running back. So we have, you can call it anchor running back. You can call it hero running back.
But at RotoViz, we like to say modified zero RB.
Yeah. So at this point, like, you know, that's what I would have called it in the past. And now I just do it as a little bit of a running gag, I think. But yeah, modified zero RB. But anchor running back is the most successful running back structure, but it is the most popular of the highly kind of used structure. So we have zero RB, which we talked about in the previous show that you joined us on. Very, very unique. We also then have anchor running back, which would mean that you're taking a running back in one of those early rounds, but just one running back, and then stocking up on pass catchers kind of outside of that, and then getting your QBs in the window and stacking it with that elite tight end. We'll get to that portion of it later in the show, but what were some of your takeaways from anchor RB in 2021?
Well, anchor running back or modified zero RB historically just has by far the highest win rate, advance rate, because it's honestly the easiest one to implement. It kind of like when you look at old kind of like win the flex tools, it's the one that hits those windows perfectly. So you're getting one of the early running backs who have by far the highest chance of breaking out, and given the monster season, you're avoiding all the running backs in the dead zone. And then you're taking the zero RB kind of like targets later on, and you're just kind of, you're combining the best of both worlds. You're making it easier to do lots of different strategies. It's been the easiest to implement and most historically successful of the running back strategies. But with that comes a lot of usage. One in five teams in Best Ball Mania 2 did an anchor running back team. That if one in five teams are like yours, exactly like yours, that makes it a lot harder to win a tournament. And part of that as well is, and I like to call this the in tournaments anyway, the Achilles heel anchor RB, in that because you are essentially, you're taking that early running back and he's going to just be this big foundation of your team. If you do get the score that you need from him throughout the playoffs, there are just going to be so many other teams that have that player in the final. And so then now the anchor of your team is almost a liability. Like, and you can see that through the kind of anchor RB teams that made the finals last year. The two highest teams were Joe Mixon, Nick Chubb, and Jonathan Taylor he had five. These guys had like 20 or so. And so it just becomes so much about that semifinal and for getting in there. And then once you do that, if that happens, there's just going to be so many other teams with that same top guy.
You mentioned though in the previous show, a zero RB, it was a 1 in 50 kind of, you know, usage, and in this one then it's obviously jumped dramatically to almost a 20% usage when we're looking at the teams. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So when we're looking then, you mentioned the Achilles heel is that a lot of the guys are going to have that same anchor running back. When we're looking at it, like, you know, a lot of people will be thinking anchor running back in that first round and then building up through wide receivers and tight ends and so on after that point. But when we look at it, especially this year, and we're going to keep these shows pretty much evergreen, so we're not going to dive into specific players and their ADP, but in this example, there's a lot of interest in running backs, the likes of Travis Etienne, the likes of Breece Hall, the likes of J.K. Dobbins, who you may be able to do that slightly different. You mentioned in this here a contrarian anchor RB approach that is just as good. Is that where you're looking here, or is it somewhere different in terms of that overall construction?
So when I say a contrarian approach, is it's actually kind of funny. Most of the teams, the vast majority of the anchor or B teams that use it, they very, very loosely, they don't really delay the RB2 that long. So the vast majority of anchor RB teams, they take their second running back in round 6 or 7. that I mean, that's fine, but if you delay your second running back to rounds at 9, 10, 11, then you're cutting the utilization rate by so much. If you take it after round 9 or B2 after round 9, you go from 20% to 2.8%. And the advance rates last year were virtually the same. You're talking like they're both 20%. And so it's like you're being contrarian by doing something that the field doesn't feel comfortable punting off RB2 to round 10, but you can do that, be just as successful, and also because you've punted it off, your combination of players in those interim rounds are just going to be so much different to the other anchor RB teams. On your question about Travis Etienne, and I do think that you have a lot of really strong round 5 running backs that really shouldn't be in the round. They should be earlier than round 5. And you're talking like Breece Hall, J.K. Dobbins, and Travis Etienne. The way I'm playing that is that I'm actually, so if you take a running back in round 6, that's technically 0 or B, but I'm going to take a running back one round earlier, round 5, and now I have a zero RB structure, or it's kind of this hybrid 0 RB anchor running back, and you have this absolute dynamite runner who can, like, okay, you've got the benefits of 0 RB, and then you might have somebody who's like a top 10 running back. I do think that's really strong. I don't know how many teams are doing that, because we don't have data on that, but to me, it's such a strong approach that I'm going to do it. I'm going to do other structurally correct things. And I just know that other teams that try to do it will probably make so many mistakes that just by doing the right thing, I'm going to be unique.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Craig doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, and I think this year's going to be interesting too. Myself and Sean recorded a show that posted recently looking at the running back dead zone and how maybe it has evolved in 2021. A lot of those guys that we touched on there would normally be in the dead zone, but maybe that is shifting the sands. Maybe we're shifting a little bit this year. It'll be fun to, you know, see what happens there. But check that out over on RotoViz Overtime. We did talk about this on the previous show about stacking with elite tight ends, and then also doubling that up with using two quarterbacks in the quarterback window. How did that help with anchor approaches versus zero RB approaches? Was it very similar in terms of how that added to the success of the build?
Yeah, I mean, anchor RB is already, it's already a successful build, but you get a little bit more, you get a little bit more successful. So you're talking last year, 22.5 playoff advance rate, which is just insanely good. When the baseline is 16.7, 22.5 is very, very good. you've cut your utilization rate by stacking elite tight end, two quarterbacks in the window, delaying your RB2, you've cut your utilization rate from 20% to 0.3%. And to me, that's really amazing. You are using by far the most historically successful running back structure. You're using elite tight end, which is obviously very, very strong, two quarterbacks in the window, and 0.3%. To me, like, it's a when you're talking about being unique, that's what I want to do. I want to be taking I honestly think it's a little bit, you're exploiting the mistakes that other people are making by just not making them, and then being unique and having the crazy upside.
And just as we get ready to close out today's show, is there anything that we haven't touched on that's in the article? Again, the article is up on rotoviz.com. It is titled "Don't Overthink Building Unique Best Ball Mania Tree Rosters Anchor Running Back Edition." Anything that we haven't touched on, Draco, that you want to slide in there?
One small point I would make about delaying your RB2 to, let's say, after round 9 or so, just delaying it more than other people are. Some people might see that and say, okay, well, of course it did great. You had Connor, you had Lenny Fournette. Like, wasn't 2021 just an outlier year for that kind of range? And you're just optimizing for this one-off. But that would actually not be the case, because one important thing that you can do with this kind of data is cross-check it with the historical data, which goes back to 2015 on FanBall. And the same result holds true. It's just as good. And if you use a long historical period, delaying your RB2 is just as good, and it is contrarian.
Nice little tidbit to finish off at the end to just jazz those teams up even further. I'm just wondering as well, Connor, do the dogs, if we do hear some of them in the background, I don't know, I may have after the show cleaned this up and you may not have heard them, but if you can hear them a little bit, do they agree with, are they modified zero RB drafters, or are they anchor zero RB drafters?
I love them to death, but I think my doggos are I think they're robust RB drafters.
They're going heavy at the running back.
They just can't help themselves.
They're going heavy running back to start things off.
Nom, nom, nom.
Another fun show as we dive into the series. We will be back with another part where we're talking about, we talked there about running back approaches and robust running back. We'll be talking about how to fix hyper fragile to make it work in your drafts and help you to advance through in these best ball tournaments. This is up on rotoviz.com. I will be linking it in the show notes of today's show. If you want to head on over and get yourself a one-year subscription, or you want to add another year on to your current subscription, if you're using the content and the tools up on the website for 2022, you can use the promo code RVRadio2022 to get yourself a 10% discount and set you up for this season. You can go to rotoviz.com/podcast for additional information. My name is Colm Kelly. You can follow me on Twitter at Overtime Ireland. My guest today is Conor O'Driscoll, RotoViz writer. You can check him out on Twitter at DricoOut, which is D-R-I-C-O and then O-U-T. He did explain a little bit behind that story at the start of today's show, but thanks to everyone for tuning in. Make sure you are subscribed to the RotoViz Best Ball Show podcast feed. We'll have lots of content coming out throughout the next weeks and months as we chase down some of these big tournaments ourselves. Conor got first place last year. We got second place. We're going for that top spot across some of these tournaments this year. And hopefully we're chasing down that $2 million top prize over at underdogfantasy.com. If you want to sign up over there, use the code RotoViz to get yourself a 100% sign up match. And that will help give you a couple more entries into some of these tournaments. That is up to $100. Once again, that code is RotoViz. And until we're back with another show, have a good one.